Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Revoice Network started in our media entrepreneurship class in the spring of 2024 with our professor, Robert Milazzo.
When I was hired at VCU, I was asked to teach my company that I started in real life as a class. And it's not, it was a flattering idea, but, and I mean this respectfully, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I quickly thought, well, let me teach the structure of what I've done to students, because I've done a form of media entrepreneurship. Each semester, a group assembles and we talk about where ideas come from, like what makes a good idea, how do you manifest an idea. And from that, we look at them as a group, and then we kind of look at ones that the group is more passionate about, and then we kind of we whittle it down to one idea.
He basically just wanted us to create some like physical form of media, and we all pitched different ideas and all kind of collectively. A lot of us had ideas of making like some kind of like podcast or audio format. So we all collectively created this podcast network called Revoice with three different shows.
And we realized it was a big challenge, and we kind of each realized that there were certain roles that needed to be filled. So we got sound editors, we got hosts, and then we also got some producers, and we really found a good individual camaraderie between shows of like working together to make the final product of Revoice.
Some of us decided to want to continue it into the next semester, so that's what we've been doing, and we've been trying to really cement ourselves at VCU and make ourselves known.
This is a group that isn't salaried, they're not getting credit, they're not getting a special place in the afterlife. They're doing it for some other reason. And I don't even want to ask them because you don't want to disturb that. So something is keeping you moving. You're creating your own motivation. And if you can do that as a human being, if you can create your own system of motivation and not always rely on externals to motivate you, there's nothing you can't do.
Had a lot of fun meeting all these new people and kind of getting closer with some people I kind of knew from past classes, and everyone seemed to really enjoy what they're doing, and I really enjoyed creating all the podcasts with everyone else. And I was like, if everyone else is gonna keep going, why not me?
Interviewing people and making connections through different bands, because that's my whole thing about Richmond. I want to like meet as many artists and musicians as I can.
Revoice are kind of being rock stars. They're raising money. They're like going beyond the walls of school. And I think that's what that class aspires to do. So I think Revoice has done that. And not only done that, but created new realities.
I think we really have a lot of like momentum and just like confidence at this point, way more than we ever did last semester. I feel like we've really like hit our stride this semester.
I feel like I'm more of an adult than I ever was for some reason. I guess it's because we're like running a business pretty much is what the vibe is for Revoice.
I think Revoice has some really great people, has diverse people. It has a great group of skill sets. And frankly, I think, and I would never tell them this, they're just really good people. I mean, I think you get really good-hearted people. And I think as you get older, it matters who you spend time with, you know? And nothing's perfect, and not everyone gets along all the time, but I feel like this is a pretty special group of students. But I don't call, they're not my students anymore. You know, I watch them and observe them, and if I can help them, I will.